The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
It's pretty hard. It's pretty
I had that as a kid, dude, till my dad sold it for crack to the pawn shop.
Shit. I'm not drawing today.
Huh?
I'm not drawing today.
No, you're not telling you to draw today for last week's though.
I know.
You have that one, right?
Not done.
Okay, see what I mean? God damn, Drew. I mean, Tim. It's like, fuck, Rob.
You asked for more than a character this time. You wanted like a whole background with the YMCA. I'm going ham on that.
I hope you do, dude.
It's going to be a complete drawing.
I mean, I hope you do.
I'm doing my bestest. I got the super nice, like, detailed brush to make it all horror-like and everything. It's really cool. But okay,
I mean, I hope you
today,
draw right this time.
I mean, I sure hope so. Like, you know, I failed you last time, so I'm trying not to do that this time. I'm doing my bestest. Some shit takes a little bit of time. And he's doing that for you, Josh, because I gave him shit about consistently picking his nose every time we record. So now, like an asshole, he wants to double down.
There's nothing wrong with picking your nose.
Okay. Thank you, f***ing Buster.
What can I say? It's 2-on-1.
And I told him, bro, you keep talking
picking
like
our
that.
Noses over here.
I told him, bro, you keep talking like that. I'll try to aim at the camera and try to nail the camera every week with one to where it covers the whole camera screen.
Just gotta be vile for no reason, but all right.
Ew, booze gross. Don't shake my hands. I don't want you to anyway. I'm like Howie Mandel.
I clean my hands.
I'm like Howie Mandel. Don't touch me.
Be like, you pick your nose in your room, right?
I mean, I pick my nose too, just, you know, not on camera. That's
as cordial
thing.
As I am, like, just up.
Sometimes
there,
if you guys are recording together and he's picking his nose, that's one thing. But if he's picking his nose at home,
mind my own f-ing business. You can eat and die.
No one said you couldn't go booger diving on your own private time. I'm not saying.
No,
that.
It's called digging for gold, and I got a couple of nuggets. I'm telling you.
Where do you put your boogers at? Do you like wipe them under your desk or something?
Oh no! Like I said,
yeah.
Tim,
what's your disposal method?
No,
so when you're not trying to piss off, where are you throwing? You got a whole roll.
I mean, y'all don't want to see a motherfucker like this, bro. Just like
you could also
now
just
we're
take
getting out of control.
I mean, you could also just take a beat to go clear your nose. You could do that.
No, I have bad sinuses right now, bro. For some reason, when I be smoking weed, I get a runny nose, bro. It's bad.
All right.
So you've never had a spot where you, like, hide your boogers, like, in your life? Because you've been a nose picker your whole life. You've never been, like, 12 and you, like, wipe them under your chair.
No,
yeah, you've been alive longer than us. You've definitely got to have your, you know, your ways.
My aim is on point.
So who are your victims of choice then?
You. You got FedEx of a whole bunch of targets with your face on them with me nailing it.
You ship boogers out. They just come flying out the box.
I mean, if you want to press me on some crazy shit, I can send. I FedEx you targets with your face on them with booger bullseyes. Booger bullseyes. Yeah. Nailing it. Your fucking forehead's tagged with a Mount Everest of boogers because I tagged it.
Today, we're talking about what are we talking about, Josh? Exactly. How are we phrasing this?
What I was saying is your favorite cars
and vehicles in the cinema,
four-wheel car,
anime, yeah. etc.
Mm-hmm. All right, so. Yeah, I mean, like, cars are fucking dope. Everybody's got a dream whip. And, of course, anytime anybody sees, like, the coolest whip they've ever seen, like, fantasy or otherwise on film, it's pretty it's pretty striking. It gets, some of them are pretty iconic, like Kit and from Knight Rider and all that stuff. We've all got our favorites. It's, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people have, like, you know, pick a number of them from like Fast and Furious and stuff like that. Boo, let's start with you, man. What's one of your favorites?
On a side note, on another one, while I was looking for scratch paper to write down my cars.
Yeah.
Right? Because I didn't feel like going to Walmart to get paper. I came across that old skit we were going to do for Game Time Lotion.
Oh,
I wanted to tell you that, dude. Dude, we really went detailed into that now that I look at it, bro.
Yeah, for context, because no one knows, when we were doing our old show, we originally had a skit for this fucking hilarious commercial called Game Time Lotion, where kind of pretty much almost, if you can put two and two together, it sounds like exactly what it's for. You know, you fucking use it to situate yourself before you're about to get into some crazy shit. Whether it be some video games or some sports.
You need to be on your game.
You need to be on point. But for legal reasons, we're not allowed to do commercials and like that, fake or otherwise, on this show. Unless it's like sponsored, like legitimately, of course. Because there's this.
Come talk to us, BCN. We got one for you. I got a great script already lined up for a commercial. You guys can.
Hey, man, you know, if you guys know, if you guys got the hookup on, you know, satisfying lubricants, you know, we got you.
I got you. But all right, back to what I was saying. My favorite car, I got a bunch of them. I mean, my favorite vehicles in cinema and all that. I got to first start off with, everybody's going to say, if you didn't, you realize, the DeLorean from Back to the Future. You're hella cheating with that motherfucker.
Yeah. It's like why I listed off like Kit and the Fast and the Furious. It's like, yeah, those are just like, it's shit you see Universal, right? Like all that stuff.
Right. The Universal ones, you would say that. But then I got some ones where you're like, huh? Some of my favorite vehicles in time are the Flintstone car, because gas, if you was with me now, all you is always gonna put in on the gas.
You'd always be fit too with that shit.
Just always like... gonna be putting in on the gas with me. I don't want to hear it. You ain't getting in if you ain't moving it with me. So
gas, you gotta burn some calories to get places. Yeah. Dude,
so you with me on the gas on that one. That's first electric, bro.
That shit was so funny. Like, they got cars have that, they f-ing run while they're sitting. That shit's so like... weird.
Just like moving down the block, bro.
And they got stone wheels, so it's bumpy as shit too. They're getting their ass fucking reamed.
No, your feet, bro. You're not understanding. Here's the thing: you act like the ground was level and nice and soft. So when they hit them bumps, them toes.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's all bumpy. There's like rocks and everything. So like it's shaking.
Their toes are. They getting bumping stubby toes.
Their toes are. From everything else, dude, they probably lost all nerve on their feet. Like,
I'll tell anybody, when it comes to anime of the Hanna-Barbera era, Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble, you don't want to take a kick from the face from them, bro. Their feet are seasoned.
Their feet are like rock hard.
Asphalt street, you're getting hit in the head with who on the street 24/7 with them. In the house, everything walk on it 24/7 feet. You don't want to take a kick from Barney Rubble or Fred Flintstone, bro. And then another one of my favorite vehicles of all time is Joe's wheelchair from Family Guy. Whew.
Oh, Joe be shit.
Putting
yeah,
in that, work with the wheelchair, bro.
That thing's tricked out, dude.
Oh, dude, Joe be chasing criminals through alleys on mountaintops, bro. That is Joe's wheelchair is on point, bro.
Oh, man.
I got Mr. Ed. He's a f-ing horse. It's a vehicle. I don't want to hear it.
I was gonna say, like, I mean, horses count, right? Like, mine aren't as funny. I definitely just kind of went like, "Ooh, these are kind of cool," or like, what have you? Like, mine are pretty, like, a little bit slightly more generic, unfortunately. But I couldn't help these ones, man. Like, I'm not gonna just pick like any old Batmobile, because like everybody loves the Batmobile, but like the most recent one from the Batman, how it's just...
Can I say it before you say it?
Go ahead.
I already think I know. The Tumbler.
No, no. I mean, like, the Tumbler was dope because...
the Tumbler, it was two vehicles in one. And that the Tumbler was insane. Code.
That, like, I mean, like, just how tricked out it is, the Tumbler is fucking, like, pretty gnarly. It's not, like... To me, it's not like the epitome of what a Batmobile should look like. They could have definitely, like, you know, worked out some of the visuals on that. Like, he could have taken it in and like spiced it up a little bit, make it just a little
instead
bit more
of it
comic
being
book,
boxier. But, they could have narrowed it down, but you got to understand a little bit. Certain things that Tumbler was doing. Like when it hit them walls, it went.
Well, that's the thing. Right. Nolan, when he was making those movies, was like trying to ground everything in as much realism as possible. So as crazy of a fantasy vehicle as it was, that shit was like on set, like live doing some pretty gnarly stuff. Like even then, that vehicle's pretty cool. No,
and the way
I'm
the
talking
Tumbler
about
sounded and when it braked, it was...
yeah, dude, that thing was pretty hard. No, I'm talking about the most recent, like, say what you will about the movie itself, Pattinson's Batmobile, like, how it was a stripped down kind of like little speedster, like,
it was
with
a
fucking,
or some
it was, what was it, Josh, can you pull that up? They used the chassis of, like, some,
it was like a Corvette,
from
no,
the
body,
latest one?
Yeah,
from
the
Batman. Latest one, the body was like a Corvette,
I think
or
it was a
Mustang.
Camaro,
yeah, it was weird, bro,
it was a spin on, like, on the old, like, on the super old,
it's a Barracuda, that's what it was, a Plymouth Barracuda,
they used the chassis for that.
Here, look, so here's what a Plymouth Barracuda looks like. They're really cool.
Okay, yeah, I see it. Yeah, there we go. Definitely tricked.
I mean, it looks like one. We don't know if it is one though, because it's inspired by, right?
It's inspired by, like, they had to take one main car, I imagine. Like it, like the way it.
But no, this the way one the, looks like it in the movie. Even you're like, all right, they added a spoiler. And took out the back seat and added a whole modified engine part to that. Like, the engine moved to the back. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I got...
Like, engine's in the front.
I got a little fucking model of it right here.
The thing about what they did, though, is that's kind of weird is that in some scenes you can see that there's... they have their exhaust coming from the hood, right?
So yeah,
you can see it up here, like, where it's got, like, you know, these little, like, flaps and front, and then yeah, like the engine like coming from the back, like I mean, it's like to have like a jet engine in the back is pretty fucking unrealistic to begin with, but like I mean, like the shape and like the I think the overall color of it, like the way they were able to get like the back looking kind of like bat ears, even like from up top and stuff, I think like it was pretty cool seeing it move in the movie. I thought that was pretty neat. I mean, my original favorite fucking Batmobile is always going to be Kilmer's. That was my first ever one. That the fucking crazy neon blue coming out of the front and everything, that shit is hard. But I really like this recent one, dude. This shit is pretty crazy. Fucking Penguin was all fucking just like trying to get away from that shit. And like that chase was insane when like the cars just fucking ramming through all those like vehicles and everything. My next one is I love all the fucking goofy races in Speed Racer, dude. The Mach 5 is pretty ridiculous, and especially in the movie, the Wazowski brothers one. Did you see it?
Out of all the vehicles, Speed Racer, bro.
I mean, I like it. You got a problem with Speed Racer?
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like Speed Racer. Never cared.
Why don't you
for
like
it.
Speed Racer?
I don't care for racing shit like that, bro. Racing cartoons, never cared for them. You give me Twisted Metal, I'll watch it because of the death.
That would be
you give
a pretty
me Twisted
good
Metal, we're talking. But the Fast and the Furious is in the Speed Racers and the wacky races that I don't care for that shit, man.
Wacky races are hilarious, dude. fucking all the goofy shit that they do to like fucking ram each other out. That shit is great.
Need for Speed was fucking dumb.
Well, they don't have crazy spikes coming out of their fucking wheels to like knock each other out. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's not like, yeah, you get crazy. Like they in Speed Racer, unfortunately, they don't die. But if they died in Speed Racer, yeah, I agree. That'd be pretty.
Best gnarly. Racer movie I've gotten, bro. Since the best movie racer movie I got other than Fast and Furious 1. Let's put that on record. Fast and Furious 1 is the best fucking racer movie when it comes to street racing back in the day.
And Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, right. You're fucking capping. You're fucking capping. Now,
I still think that Speed Racer movie is fucking hard as shit.
Death Race.
Which one?
The first one with Jason Statham was good.
But there's no one particular car that you liked over another?
No. All of them were...
I mean, I haven't seen them, so like I haven't seen
Death Race. Oh, all yet. Of them are dope. All of them are dope because you drive. You've never seen it. You have to drive over sewer plates that release shield and weapons in your car for the game. So when the race starts, everybody's weapons and shields are off. And then when you're racing through the shit, there's plates that light up, and whoever drives over it first, they're active. Like, so when they're driving dope modified cars, homeboy's like, there's a shield plate and it's lit. They'll drive over the shield. Now you got shield to protect yourself from if anybody got weapons lit. It's dope, dude. If you've never seen Death Race, that is dope.
Okay, all right,
you've seen it, Josh. I know you have.
I've seen the original one, and then yeah, the one with Jason Statham.
The original one, am I right? Tell them how they drove over the plates and it unlocks the shit in their car.
Oh yeah, they hit it. Pedestrians are like 2,000 points.
Yep, 2,000, and the whole government and everybody in the nation is watching the races because it's prisoners. And if you win 7 races in a row, you're free. Death Race is dope as fuck, and so those are some of the dopest cars. But there's other cars too. The Thunder Tank.
What's that one?
Josh, pull up a Thunder Tank, bro.
There. Oh my God.
You see that coming down your block? What you gonna do?
It's pretty hard. It's pretty.
I had that as a kid, dude. Till my dad sold it for crack to the pawn shop. Bro, I had that and Panther, Black Power, on that motherfucker, bro. And dude, Panther, I got the black character. My dad, I remember my mom asking me for Christmas, bro. What do you want for Christmas? I said, I want the Thundercats memorabilia. So she got me the Mumroar's fucking bass, the Thunder Tank, and Panther, and Lion-O, and Snarf. And this sold them for crack.
Yeah, Snarf. He sold Snarf, too.
Yeah, all for a hit of some pookie.
So he could snarf himself.
Stole my Teddy Ruxpin. I had Big Bert and Teddy Ruxpin. Both of them talk when you put tapes in them. They can read me books at night because my mom worked so much. So I had them read me books. What happened? She took them one day. Took them to the pawn shop for some rock. Didn't even tell my mama. Broke in the house and just took them. No more nighttime stories.
Did you have nice things afterward, after he left?
No. Because my mom needed them to pay the bills for shit, so I had to pawn PlayStation. I saved up all my lunch money for 1 year, and I bought the PlayStation 1 when it came out, and we had to pawn that bitch.
How long did you have it?
A month or two.
Oh, shit.
I wasn't tripping at that time, because then my across the street had Sega Saturn. His mom worked at Sega, so she had the Sega Saturn right when it came out. It was like, here's Sega Saturn. Yeah, after that, it was like, I bought my own shit, and that was me. Y'all can't pawn nothing that's mine.
What are some other ones? What are some other ones you like?
Dragon Zord.
That's a mech.
It's a f***ing vehicle. It is a vehicle.
I mean, shit, if we're doing... Oh my God.
You're not witty. You're not smart. You don't think outside the box. Don't get mad at me because you think inside a fucking box, four wheels. It's a fucking vehicle.
That's because I thought that's what the conditions were. We're talking cars.
It's a car to Tommy, the Green Ranger. In a battle against monsters.
It's a robot.
Dragon.
It's not like he uses that to go from home to fucking high school, asshole.
He does.
Like,
he does.
No, he doesn't.
Bro, that go home right now with it. And all he's got to do is go, bam, and that pop up right from behind the house.
I literally list all these robots. Right. Get the out of here.
Sounds like a personal. One. You didn't think outside the box. If I
can't be bipedal.
Can't be bipedal. Out of here.
All right, then, so fine. Zach's fucking goddamn tusk thing.
Can't be Zach's, a quadruped either.
It's on wheels, you sucker. Pull it up right now, and it's on wheels with the fake legs moving.
No, I'm just saying, you can't be a fucking, can't be a robot zoid or some either. Like, you can't get away with
it. He ain't even a fucking zoid. He's a leg. So that tells me he's a wheel.
Zach from what?
Zach from Power Rangers, in the Mastodon. Has wheels going here, bro.
Actually, I think he's right. Didn't it roll?
Like, yeah.
If it rolls, okay.
Like the original one.
The original.
Like the original one. Yeah, I think it did roll, and I thought it looked funny as fuck.
Funny as fuck, running with them fake legs. Acting like it's moving, but you see them wheels under it. I hear that shit. That is moving. Okay. Him and the Triceratops. The only ones that was moving to his legs was the cheetah, bitch, bro. Rest in peace.
Okay. If it's...
Or no, saber-tooth tiger.
I was about to say, if we're going to use mechs and I'd use Dexter's from Dexter's Lab. The like...
Oh, dude, speaking of Dexter, dude, speaking of Dexter, bro. Speaking of Dexter, I was looking on the internet at serial killer... And realize this is for a future episode, guys. Where Dexter, they got the idea for Dexter.
From where?
The Brazilian, this Brazilian dude. I wrote this down. Brazilian dude named Pedro.
I was talking
Pedro.
About the cartoon. He's obviously talking about the killer show.
Yeah, dude. Pedro Rodriguez. That Who's killed that? Nothing but drug dealers and rapists in Brazil. And then when he went to jail at the age of 14, between the age of 14 and 19, he killed drug dealers in his gang that killed his pregnant girlfriend. He killed the whole gang. Like, he waxed off the whole gang from the leaders to everybody. He killed the whole gang off at 19.
Out here icing baddies for the greater good.
Now, trip out on this. It's fucking funny. It's fucking crazy, Tim. You'll trip out. Now, he goes to jail for the murders, and waxes off another 47 rapists and criminals who murdered people in jail, waxed them off. When he gets out of jail in 2007, he goes back in 2011 for trying to do some inciting a riot.
Well, you just can't stop him.
No, then he gets out in 2018 and is now popular on YouTube. You can look him up. He's the original.
He's
Dexter.
Got his own YouTube channel.
Yep, everything.
He's trying to verify that.
Yeah, did what? Does he talk about his murders? Like, what does he do? I mean, that would, if he talks about him, shit, that would make a lot of people would listen. That's the thing about that.
I want that nigga as a guest. B and C, get him.
I think that he's just on a lot of stuff on YouTube. I don't see that he has a channel. Maybe he does, but I can't find it.
The original well, all Dexter. Right. I want to see that nigga's vehicle. That nigga's vehicle's probably crazy. Like, imagine the vehicle of a nigga who's like a real serial killer, bro. Like, you're not, imagine Tim, imagine you're not his mark. You're just his friend. Imagine what things you would see in a serial killer that lives out of his car.
He just comes home. Just all tired, got some blood on his shirt. It's like, hey man, hey Pedro,
why gotta be Pedro?
You said if you were this guy's neighbor.
No, I said you were his friend and he picked you up and you weren't his mark.
That's what I'm saying. Like well no, I guess I automatically imagine like also being like a neighbor friend.
Like, what would you do if you were Dahmer's friend and didn't suspect none of that? You were just a homie like Ra from me or Josh. Like, you knew you were gay? Like, what would you do if you were Dahmer's homie? Like, you were on the news. You were at
home with your family. I think he was a weird enough guy that he didn't have... He didn't have a whole lot of friends, did he? Like what? Yeah, like, that's the thing.
All his friends.
Yeah.
Who? Well, if you were the one that he was like, you know, it's actually...
If he was coming up to
Tim,
next?
Tim's... No. What if he was like, Tim is actually the one guy who listened to me one day? That one day you were like, all right, I had nothing to do. I'm going to listen to him vent. And you listen to
the whole Dane Cook. He kills everyone, but like
actually, yeah,
overlooks you.
You get some cool advice, but you're at home with your family and don't even know nothing. You, your girlfriend are just chilling at home with your kids. You and your wife are chilling home with your kids. And out of nowhere on the news. And then he's been at the house. Like, yo, he was there for Christmas last 2 months ago. Your mama shook his hands. Y'all had him over for dinner type shit. And you see a big smacking booyah on your screen. And y'all is sitting at the house, bro. What are you thinking?
I mean, like, if I'm a smart person, like, if I picked up on his weirdness, I'd probably distance, like, do a whole lot of distancing, man. I don't really...
He's already arrested. And it's like this on the news. This guy had fucking 14 bodies and was eating asses and all kind of shit. Like, that's right there.
I mean that could go for anybody, you know. Like that was the weird thing about like that too, is that, like, I mean, for his family, like, they kind of suspected some weird like that, but didn't want to believe it, right? So yeah. It's like, if he was good at keeping, like, those vibes away, if he was, like, really cordial, really friendly and all that shit, where you wouldn't even suspect it, like, you'd be pretty fucking, like, you wouldn't be shocked. You wouldn't be like, oh, Jesus Christ, he was...
God be praising God, like, damn. That was that weird shit. That one day at 10 o'clock, he was like, hey, Ron, can you help me with something real quick before you go home? And I was like, nah, I'm tired.
Thank God
I'm
I was chill. Busy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, thank God I passed, pushed him off. Yeah. That could have been me.
Yikes.
Yeah, I'm good, bro. I'm good.
All right. Well, we talked about killer cars and went on to actual killers.
Ain't there a killer car movie?
There's a killer
Death car.
There's Death a car. Killer tire movie.
Yeah, that one I couldn't watch, bro. I tried to. The tire with psycho power, with telekinesis power.
Yeah, it was f***ing a murdering psycho tire.
Is it rubber?
Yeah, rubber. Yeah.
It had telekinesis. As soon as it starts off, it's rolling down the...
That's my favorite vehicle. How about that, dude?
Perfect. It's perfect. Dude, it's rolling down the street, Tim and Josh, and the mother runs across a f***ing raven or a f***ing condor or some kind of bird. And it stops and just f***ing zaps it like f***ing.
This thing's out here killing people, this Sloan tire.
Let me tell you guys right now about that. The cost of the stuntman, the actor, the the main actor and the stuntman, he didn't pay nothing.
Getting killed by tires.
Yeah, bro, because all you had to do is buy one new brand new one and put some dirt on it, because you ain't gonna run the tread on that motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Well, all right, I think that's time. We should probably wrap this
hold
up.
On real quick.
What's up?
This movie was
Josh and me are having fun
car.
Right, Josh?
John Carpenter's Christine. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, it was based off that.
No, this is oh, you know, oh. A car that's haunted,
oh.
That kills people.
Kills, bro.
Murder
runs
car.
Around. This one,
killer car.
I seen the trailer. Was sitting out there just minding his own business, and he waxed off some coke.
I gotta check this out. John Carpenter's the man.
Oh, yeah, we seen the first one.
You want to check this out? You want to check out Christine?
I gotta find where it's streaming before I say yeah, because...
Oh, yeah,
just,
that's true.
Yeah, remember what I told you? I was trying to find that one movie, and then just trying to... just trying
out
to
here trying
me...
to watch controversial shit, and they just won't let you live.
No, here's the thing, Josh. This is what it is. I'm trying to watch a controversial movie that's being talked about. I'm not with it. I just want to see what they're talking about, right? So I'm looking for all the pirating movie websites that fucking stream shit like that.
None of them
have it. So they're pretty much telling me you got to pay to the cause. Like, even if you're not down for the cause, you got to pay to the rhetoric. It's like, nah, wow. I ain't with the rhetoric, bro. I want
to. He has to either fucking back them.
Back them by giving them my money to watch it, or.
Or just he's got to wait. He's got to wait
till someone decides to get straight put on the pirate world for us. Because I'm not giving you money towards your rhetoric. That's like, it's like this. It's like me watching a KKK documentary, but the only way I could watch it is if I pay to watch it. Why the f*** would I give you money to this shit? I just want to see what they're talking about.
I just want to see what the hubbub is about. But okay, let's wrap this up. Thanks for tuning in.
Don't say it like that, bro. We miss talking to you guys. We gotta go. Stay tuned next week for us. We're looking forward to maybe listen to us more. We look forward to you guys tuning in every week with us. I mean,
continue
shout out
to like
Josh.
If you haven't subscribed, hit the comment section. You know, join in on the conversation.
Shout out to our guest this week, Josh.
Yo,
shout out to our guest this week, Josh, co-editor in chief and head honcho. This was his episode. This was his idea.
This was his.
Wow.
Shout out to Roth and Tim. Man, I can hate you.
Likewise, good sir. All right, kick the beat.
Dude, down the road, they're going to hear about this on TMZ. This just in, famous podcast. It's that signal. Tim Beckass, host, angrily shot into to the co-host's home. Shot him up in the middle of the night. Apparently, there was this dispute over a meeting on Discord. And Boo said, Boo had yelled out the word. From what we're understanding from the text and what we're understanding from witnesses,
Bosch got in a serious raging fit and drove high speed all the way down over to Oklahoma from straight from California.
But what we're
breaking
understanding
several
is this.
State laws to get
but what
there.
We're understanding is this. What was said is, Boo had yelled at Tim and said, "You's a bitch," and said, "You ain't got the balls to come over here and bring that smoke." And then Tim ended the conversation, and we're at where we're at right now while the investigation's pursuing.